Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to Norm at Night. I'm running a little late tonight, but we got the show started. I was just covering a volleyball match and at the school that I work at, and it went on and on and on, and it was so exciting. Only thing would have made it better is if we'd have won that fifth game, but what a contest. It was a spectacular athletic event, and I really enjoyed it. But here I am, Norm at Night. I'm going to try to get a chat room going. I know I probably lost most of my audience, but let's see what we have here. I got no callers on the line. We're opening up a chat room. Let's see if anybody's in there. Probably not, but I hope somebody comes. This is Norm at Night, and I'm coming to you live, Cat Harpin, Virginia. Oh, topic for tonight. Maybe I should do speeding. You know, I was trying to get here just as fast as I could. I hope you can hear me all right. So what's happening in the world today that we can talk about on Norm at Night? Whatever you want to talk about, I have no problem with that. 347-945-6713, or you can come in the chat room. I'm trying to get my headset untangled. I don't know how many of you, you know, have electronic stuff. But if they got wires on them and you put them in a box or something, somehow the wires all get tangled together. I'm sure that's not my imagination, but I'm trying to get the headset untangled here, and I'm not having real good luck at it. So I hope you can hear me through the built-in mic. You know, a lot of people, they got all this expensive equipment, and, you know, not Norm. I'm just a guy of the people. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting somewhere here, and hopefully we'll have something worked out. Maybe I should play a little music while I do this. But I had a crazy day today. I haven't eaten any food. I had some oatmeal this morning. Thank God. I don't usually do that. And I had a pretty good day teaching. But here we are on Norm at Night. Yes, sirree. What a show. What a show. I think I'm getting it. I'm getting the puzzle unpuzzled here. I got it. I'm now going to get the headset on me. You know, the switchboard. Still nobody on the line. 347-945-6713. I got off to a late start tonight. I usually spend a couple hours before the show getting ready for the show. Let me play some music just to make sure I'm connected here. I'm not hearing anything, folks. Ah, there we go. That's a little under the top. I got a thing.
Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà e un bel dì.
We had the American music, we had the Irish music, the Italian music, now a little German cabaret music.
Why does no one
call?
Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure, some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no
one... Yeah, why does no one call me? Well, for a starter, because I don't get here on time. That was really a bite. But as I was saying earlier, I got a call, somebody was listening to one of the, what do they call those things, one of the archives had said that I got to change my music up, that I've had a lot of bad habits on the line for way too long. You know, and that may be true, but I really like that song. And it's really hard to find PodSafe music. Oh, gosh. You know, maybe I can go, I haven't done this for a long time, but until somebody calls with something they want to talk about, why don't we go see what kind of tweets are coming into the Fat Left-Hander? I really do like tweets, you know? I mean, I really do. Tom Bosley died today, you know? 83 years old. I guess that's another 23 years if I live that long. Oh, here's an interesting article. Republican Christine O'Donnell challenged her Democratic rival on Tuesday to show where the Constitution requires separation of church and state. Swift criticism from her opponent, laughter from her lost
school audience and a quick defense from conservative, important conservatives. According to what I'm reading, O'Donnell asked, where in the Constitution is separation of church and state? Coombs responded, O'Donnell's question reveals her fundamental misunderstanding of what our Constitution is. The First Amendment establishes a separation. O'Donnell is reputed to have interfered. The First Amendment does. So you're telling me that the separation of church and state, the phrase separation of church and state, is in the First Amendment? Apparently, her campaign staff tried to backtrack and said that she wasn't arguing about the separation of church and state, just the fact that it's not stated specifically in the Constitution. Of course, she got support from Rush Limbaugh, who made the same point, his radio program, soon after the debate, and we quote, has nothing in the Constitution about separation of church and state. Oh, gosh. Excuse me. Wow. I guess that woman could get elected senator. That's really scary, but it could happen. You got anything to say about that? 347-945-6713. Let me go see what's happening on the switchboard. Hey, I got a caller. Hey, you're on with Norm. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Ooh,
hello?
So you decided to weigh in on that O'Donnell statement?
Can I? What about that? I got such a kick out of that O'Donnell statement.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's technically right. It does not specifically say that, but, you know.
I'm not even going to give it the the technical part about it.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
a silly statement.
Right.
And, you know, I just got such a kick out of it. It's established by practice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know.
We came here to get rid of established churches.
Right. Well, I mean, it's there to prevent abuse, you know. I mean, there isn't much, I don't know how much chance there is of the state ever becoming, you know, even semi-religious or, I mean, we're not going to turn into another Israel where they have a state religion, you know. So.
Well, you got to be careful. It doesn't take long for everything to go south.
Yeah, well, for the longest time, let's say like in health programs, Bush started giving money to religious organizations, you know, for drug and alcohol rehabilitation and all types of things of that sort.
Absolutely.
And birth control, where they preached abstinence only. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that really works.
Yeah, right. I know.
Yeah, abstinence works. What did the whole, you know, and those other crackpots, a woman gets raped, she's got to have the baby anyway. You know,
yeah,
give
well,
me a break.
Right,
if she
sure.
wants to, that's a whole different story. But if she doesn't want to, how can you make her?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, for me, you know, for you know, as a libertarian, these are, abortion is one of the issues where, you know, where you're going to have a conflict right away, because I don't agree with abortion for, you know, just terminating an unwanted pregnancy. At the same time, you know, I have to respect the woman's right to her own body, you know. So what can I say about that? You know, I say, you know, I default to the woman's right, and I know it's not an easy decision, and families and physicians will work that out on their own. And there should be no government involvement at all. We'll just, that's what I have to go with.
Should her health insurance?
Not utilizing any federal or government funding whatsoever. None.
Why not?
Not for, I mean, it would depend on the situation. You know, with
better
a child.
Cover.
An underage.
Why put your health?
Well, no, this is an elective procedure. Okay.
Who's having the baby? The health care covers that.
That's what I'm saying. Well, oh, you mean having a normal? Well, yes, of course. But an abortion.
Both elective procedures.
No. See, they're guaranteed. They're guaranteed a right to have babies. We signed that off with the United Nations. So
you're guaranteed a right not to have a baby.
Well, would you say that society should not support children whatsoever then?
If it's just a dollar and cent issue, God help me, the crazies will start calling me.
That's a good thing. See, I don't mind, paying for the birth of a child, but the other is, it's, again, I'm saying it's an elective thing. I don't want to have to pay for it. And there are so many people here opposed to it. I think the majority of the country is opposed to abortion.
Yeah, till it's them. It's like Haley Barber. Oh, God. Let's not increase the deficit.
Yeah,
hey, how much money are you going to send to Mississippi?
Look, most people have private insurance and it covers it. I mean, it's their business. But let's say you have someone on public assistance, and I don't know.
Well, in other words, if my private insurance covers it, your military insurance shouldn't.
I don't know if military insurance covers it or not. That's a good
federal funds.
Yeah, I don't know if that's covered or not.
Federal funds, stem cell research.
Well, no, stem cell research is back on. That's an entirely different issue, Norm. Don't even go there with that.
Wait. Can't have stem cell research without abortions.
We're at the point where we won't need those stem cells anymore. At least not from embryos.
Where were you getting?
It's a moot question. We can get them from adults, as it turns out. And we can
fertilize an egg.
Well, there are a lot of ways to fertilize an egg. I think you're going off on a lot of tangents here, dude. It's not, but
they're all connected. Everybody thinks it's so, you know, let's rationalize. It's all connected.
It would be let's say I held a fundamentalist Christian viewpoint, then they are all connected, absolutely. But I don't
all connected.
Hold that.
They're connected from that
very rigid view, yes, they are.
I mean, The fact is, well, I don't know what the facts are anymore. I only know it's a Tuesday night. You're on with Norm.
Yeah.
You're
right,
on with the cult.
Yeah. But let's look at this too. You know, an embryo is not a citizen.
It's not even a person.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You know, it has.
So it's just another medical procedure. It's removing a growth.
Yeah, well, we could reduce it to those terms if you want to, but. You know,
it covers taking a wart off my hand. Why shouldn't it cover taking a growth out of my uterus?
Well, if you want to go there, I mean, like I said, I don't have a problem with that type of procedure. These embryos are pretty much never going to be viable beings anyway.
Hey, any of you guys out there, give us a call, 347-945-6713.
There's a significant difference between somebody who uses abortion for birth control in light of the many other methods
we
have.
It's not birth control.
I'm talking about a person who uses abortion for birth control. If you get pregnant accidentally.
I don't believe there's a person out there that says, if I get pregnant, I'll just go have an abortion. I don't believe people think that way.
I don't know about you, but that's my experience.
I'm not going there.
That's
we'll leave
my
that
experience.
One off the table.
I mean, yeah, we have the rape and the incest and all of that.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hold on, talk to the audience. I'll be right back.
Sure. You left me hanging again, kids. Well, I tell you, things aren't going so well out here in California. All my favorite stuff is going down the tube. Prop 23, looks like Meg Whitman is she's behind in the polls. The marijuana initiative, that's losing now too by quite a bit. It doesn't look as good as it used to. And I think the federal government are weighing in on that one. But
All these constitution people.
Yeah.
You know, and small government. They came together to make a big government to rule over the state. That's why they came together.
You think so?
That's absolutely why they came together. They were all
Well, let's put it this way. When they got together, they all represented their states, didn't they? And the interest of their states. I'm losing you. You're fading.
Okay, sorry. They protected the interest of the nationalists. Hello?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You were fading out for a while, though.
Oh, well, trying a new headset. And, you know, it's the same old, same old. It's got this big ball here, and I'm trying to eat soup at the same time. So I got to move the ball out of the way so I can put the spoon in my mouth. Yeah, you're out of Norm, the fat left-hander. He eats while he shows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, what a night. Oh, I got on a little late tonight. I don't know if you know.
Yeah, I noticed.
I went to a volleyball match, and it went to 5 games. People didn't even expect our team to score a point because they were playing a very good team, but they actually were winning 2-1. And eventually they just wore us down, and the fifth game was a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
And that was unfortunate because the girls felt like they played really badly. At least that's how it appeared.
Oh, that's...
And they had played a great match, and the other team was just better than they were. But they made them beat them, that's for sure, and you can't ask anything more of a team. And it was the arch rival, and now everybody's running around the faculty volleyball match. You know, oh, why aren't you playing, Nora? I don't need to go back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those volleyball matches at the beach?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well.
Those guys used to go crazy.
It used to be funny watching people slam into each other. But, yeah, you know. Well, no one took them very serious. No one took anything serious. except for the chugging contest. That was serious business.
That's true. Uh-oh, I got another caller. Hold on.
Oh, good.
Hey, you're on with Norm and the cult. Go ahead.
Hey, Constantine, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, well.
Hey, outstanding. Welcome to Norm at Night.
This is your old student, Eli Berman, calling.
Hey, Eli, outstanding. How are you?
Great. I'm calling from New York City, where I'm currently a 1L at NYU.
Oh, well, good to you. You're not in Spain anymore, huh?
I'm not in Spain. But, Mr. Constantine, I just had a question for you. I don't know if you guys have talked about this, but are you planning on going to John Stewart's rally on 10:30?
John, I don't know about John Stewart's rally. I'm sorry.
Oh, how can you watch the Comedy Channel? It's the best news source there is.
I don't have a TV. I don't have a TV.
Oh, my God. Well, you can go to Comedy Central and pick up his show there. I think the whole show is on.
Right. So what he's having a big rally. Everyone here at NYU Law School is talking about it. It's called the Rally to Restore Sanity.
Hey, you know what? Well, I'll check into it, and if you want to restore sanity, just make Norm president.
Well, there's also...
Sources.
Yeah, but now tell him Colbert has a counter rally. Keep fear alive.
Right.
So I don't know if they're going to be side-by-side or if they're going to be together... Haven't much details on that, really.
Has anyone heard Colbert's take on originalism? It's absolutely hilarious. I suggest everyone out there listening, Google Colbert on originalism. It is most hilarious. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Hey, Eli, great. Hey, my pleasure. Call.
Hello?
Did we lose him?
No, I'm here. I'm here still.
Oh, you're here. I think we lost Norm, though.
tell me your name. I'm sorry.
Oh, Carl.
Carl.
Although I'm Cult de Raison for, you know, that's my login name.
Okay. Great. Well, very nice to talk to you, Carl.
Well,
great to talk to you. Eli, tell your friend.
Oh, he's coming back. He's trying to.
Well, some of his favorite students are David Berlin, Trevor Sweat. I'll try and get them to call in too. So let him know that I'll do my best.
Okay, I'll let him know, and he can reap. Play the archive and get those names down, because
I'll
certainly forget them.
I can hear you. Are you not hearing me?
You keep breaking up and fading away.
Oh, you know what? Tell me if this is better.
A little
better.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I know. The microphone inside the computer works better than the headset.
Ah.
The problem is you sound worse. I guess I could just put headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have much time. But Eli, it was great to hear from you. I'd love to hear from Davey Berlin. Diagonal run to the flag, baby.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That was pretty cool.
Former student?
Yes, that's when I was at St. Albans.
Oh, okay.
Former soccer player, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, why don't... I think I've suggested before that you get a dedicated microphone, a good microphone, you know.
Oh, I know.
You know.
But then I'm getting serious. You know what the blessed blog radio people are doing on the archive?
Oh, no, what?
They put commercials on.
Oh, no kidding. Because
I'm not getting any of that money.
I listened to the... the archive from last week, I didn't hear any commercials. Of course, I listened to that to see if you were really snoring, and you were.
Oh, come on.
You did. You fell asleep for like the last 15 minutes or so. And you had me on there talking, and you weren't answering, so I kept repeating myself.
All you people out there, don't believe it. Norm did not fall asleep at the microphone.
They only have to listen to the archive to, like, the last 10 minutes of it. And it's audible, Norm. It was snoring. It
I'm
was really...
I'm going to listen to the end of that myself and to see if this is true.
Because
God, that would be... Wait till my wife hears that.
Well, you were tired. I mean, I could tell you were tired and everything, but, you know.
I didn't realize I fell asleep. Well, we got 9 minutes left. We've got a couple of callers. Let me see if anybody's in the chat room. Hey, guest 6450, you're on with Norm. Why don't you give me something to relay to the audience? Feelings on abortion, soccer, Colbert, John Stewart. Hey, anybody wants to hear a really? It's the first Rachel Maddow show I've ever liked was last night.
Oh.
Guy came in my classroom today, and we went and found it on the web. She's actually hilarious.
Yeah, what was the topic?
Deficit spending, like where's the $4 trillion coming from if we extend the tax cuts?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm rather hoping that just dies. I mean, the amount of, you know, the tax break doesn't do anything for me either way, so I don't care.
Well, I mean, the interesting thing is,
Chris, you've got to know this, too, at the low end of the spectrum, Bush doubled the child credit from $500 to $1,000. So for the low end, they're going to lose $500 per child. Well, I guess that would affect everybody, but I think it would be more critical to lower income working, you know, working class families.
Well, because they don't pay taxes anyway.
Yeah, this is a $500 gift. I mean, well, it was $1,000. It'll go back to $500. Of course, I don't think we should subsidize.
Yeah, but their incomes are low enough that it won't affect any real tax pay.
Yeah, it's just money going out. That's all. Credits.
The other misconception, if they continue the tax cuts, it's not like they have to borrow $4 trillion.
Yeah, well, you know, part of the problem with with the deficit is that, you know, there are only so many ways to solve it. And, you know, this is just one thing, and it's not a major tax increase.
If we eliminated the deficit,
I'm willing to just let it go through, and
if we eliminated the deficit, we would have an economic collapse.
Well, look, what are you talking about, the overall debt or just the yearly?
Do you have any idea how much 75% of that debt is owed to Americans, not the Chinese?
You're talking. Again, are you talking the national debt?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is that there's a tremendous demand for it now. And it's a global demand. It's not just a domestic demand. And that demand is based, it's a demand based on fear. People are terrified. The investment community. They're afraid to invest in anything except those damn treasury bonds.
Right, so if they're all paid off, all the things people use those treasuries they're holding to leverage all kinds of things. They no longer have that collateral if they're all paid off.
Yeah, well,
all the other loans collapse.
The other is that all banks and governments have to keep a certain amount of reserve, and that money has to go somewhere. It can't, you know, and the only money it can earn or in terms of interest is in treasury bonds. It's the highest grade security there is. So that's where everyone goes. So that's why Korea and the Bank of Japan and Thailand, Singapore, that's why they have so much of it. Because they have to.
But they don't have a lot of it. That's the other misnomer. They only have about 25% of it.
Well, whatever. There's a 25% is a lot of, 13 trillion.
It's a lot of that. I don't know. Maybe Norm is wrong. We got 4 minutes left. 6450, you want to say anything? You want to join in on this? Give me something in the chat room.
The problem with that debt, even though it is useful, I'm not saying it's not useful, and I believe that's what you're saying. I mean, it has to be there for annuities and pension funds. Many, many people use that debt for all sorts of purposes. But unfortunately... Right. Unfortunately, we have to borrow money every year just to pay the interest on it.
We're borrowing
so that's the, so that's the detriment. So that's the detrimental end of it. So the result is we end up with a deficit every single year solely because of the interest.
Okay. Is a large part of the gross national product.
Which is shrinking and probably will be flat or shrinking for another decade. We aren't getting out of this thing anytime soon. The consensus is turning towards us possibly falling into a deflationary environment, something very similar to Japan. And then we're just dead in the water for a decade.
That's what most people don't realize. The Great Depression was a deflation.
Well, yeah, it was.
Here's the problem. Excessive inventory. The problem is, in this economy, we don't have inventories.
You'll need to clarify that.
We don't have inventories in America anymore. They're not rows of refrigerators waiting for people to buy them.
Of course
not.
It's inefficient to do that.
Well, the fact remains that if you don't maintain inventories, you don't need as many people to work.
Yeah, but, you know, we're past
the
point.
We don't make anything. We don't make anything in America.
We make enough. I mean, we don't have the same manufacturing base that we used to have, but it's still here. I mean, it's not the size by any means. You know, but let's face it. Even if we weren't outsourcing all these jobs the way we are, and the jobs we're outsourcing now are not manufacturing jobs anymore. But the other thing that has affected, say, my state here in California has been automation. Our exports are up 20% over the past year, but employment is down. We don't need as many people again.
So we have to find a different method of compensation.
Ah, what would that
be? That's exactly right. We need to share the product.
We could all work 20 hours a week. You know, we could do job sharing maybe like the French.
Oh,
I don't
right.
know.
We could work 20 hours a week for the same salaries.
Yeah, I could.
It's not going to matter with that.
I could live with that.
What we're going to have to do.
We
don't have to work as much as we used to.
Right.
It's that simple.
And nobody wants to pick fruit and tomatoes.
No, that's actual work that you have to do.
Yeah, well, you know. I'm saying most Americans don't want to do these things. So, hey, if we legalize marijuana out here, that's a lot of jobs, a lot of tax revenue, too.
I'm going to sign off for this week because I'm really, really beat from a tough day today.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk to you all next week. And it's really interesting. Every other Tuesday, we're on a red and white schedule at school.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tuesday's a red day like today, I am just finished. But I haven't had anything to eat all day.
Oh, well, get back to your seat,
then. I'm going to go eat. It really was fun. And, a shout-out. I don't know if you're listening. That's actually going to be in the archive only. But a shout-out to Kathleen at Molly's. I just wish I was there having a harp right now. But anyway, this is Norm. I'm out of here. I'll talk to you next week. Shake
okay,
your booty.
Man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care now.